was he wearing? Well, he produced, he was wearing a red Argyle sweater and tan trousers and red shoes. No, he's not retarded.
Surviving Greedy podcast. My name is Red. I'm here with Denton, and today, opening day, almost like a holy day of obligation. The Red Sox are kicking off the 2012 season against the Detroit Tigers at 1 o'clock in scenic Detroit. I'm going to be trying to figure out a way to avoid any kind of work, get out of the office as early as I possibly can, I don't know, Denton, have you got anything up your sleeve yet to try to get out of
I'm sure I can pull a Manny and find another grandmother to die or something. I don't know yet.
It's kind of weird because this year, unlike any other, I really haven't paid any attention to any of the spring training games. I've hardly watched them. I haven't even seen Jenny Dell once. I've seen pictures. I haven't seen anything. I haven't seen any of her Nesson work yet. Have you seen her at all?
I have seen her, and I approve of that message. I think you'll have the baker's dozen of restraining orders against you by the end of the season.
It's almost getting to the point that I have to move. I have to leave the country. But I haven't seen her. I haven't really paid attention. It's very strange. It's been, I don't know whether it's the lingering effects of the last season, or it's just the fact that I've been so goddamn busy trying to.
I don't know. Heidi was kind of more glamour. Jenny Dell's more like the girl next door.
Ooh!
Which, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Especially if you live next door to the skank factory.
Exactly. So what are you thinking now? The season is starting. We finally have opening day upon us. It's John Lester against Justin Verlander. So here we are. We're all set to go. The season's about to start, and there's still a lot of questions about the team itself, a lot of questions about Bobby V.
There's no question who the manager is.
I know. We've got now we have Andrew Bailey, our closer. Looks like he's not going to be with us till like August or something like that. Say what you will about Papelbon. I can't recall him having any long stretches of injury. Am I just high, or did I just not pay
attention? Actually heard he hasn't been on the injured list since 2006.
Really? Let me get my notes here.
You have notes? I feel so inadequate.
Notes? Someone's got this actual. This is like a rhyme and reason to this whole shit.
You did show prep?
Let me check my notes. Where are my notes at? There's the kind of way you set the mood, and I guess spring training, beyond the game itself, and I speak of it as like a holiday, but it is kind of like that because it's like. In the Christmas season, you know it's coming. You know it's on its way. And I think this build up. Like, of course, you start drinking at 8 o'clock in the morning because that's just what you do. You know, it's not just the start of the season. I think it's almost like it has a kind of that like holiday spirit attached to it. Am I fucking insane for saying something like that, or does it make sense to you? Isn't it kind of festive, man? Aren't you in kind of a festive mood right now?
Yes, I am. Can't you hear the unbridled passion in my voice? I'm just so happy spring training is over and we can start to get into some real games and watch real baseball and hopefully talk less about Bobby V and broken thumbs and all the other nonsense we've been hearing about. Of course, this war of words between Schilling and Valentine is not going to go away this year.
Jeez. I think the thing about Bobby V is I do think that we're kind of poised for one of two things. I think, sure, we could always be an incredibly mediocre team that doesn't make the playoffs at all, but I think this could go one of two ways. This could be spectacular. They could be spectacular overachievers and everything Bobby pulls out of his ass could be just magic, or this could be one of those things where there's a fucking mutiny like the last week of May, and he's found hanging by his underwear over the fucking Mass Pike or something. I mean, this could get really ugly really fast, or this could be something really freaking amazing. It's just amazing to me how it could go really either way. I mean, last year I was like, well, wake me when the World Series comes. This year I'm actually kind of fascinated to watch it because I don't know where it's going. And maybe that's a good thing. You know, I don't before 2004 happened, I mean, every year I would just say, I hope they win. They're probably going to step on my nuts, but I hope they win. And after 2004, when it became possible, then, of course, 2007, every year it was, oh, I'd like to get to the World Series again. You know, I think maybe last year was a little bit of dose of, you kind of brought us back to Earth a little bit. I think that might not be such a bad thing.
I think it definitely did bring us back to Earth, because we were kind of coasting on the highs of 2004 and 2007 for a while, and I think that's... thanks to September, that's long gone now. I mean, we'll never forget it, but I think we're back to being, you know, what's going to happen next? How are we going to blow this? And I got to tell you, of the two scenarios you put out there, this is going to be the Poseidon Adventure.
Really?
Oh, I think the guy's insane.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see this ending well.
Well, there's bad insane and there's good insane. There's bad insane, which was Grady in the 2003 ALCS. Then there's good insane. Like, I do think that one thing, I gotta be honest with you, Bobby V had me, at the fake mustache in classes that time he came back in. I mean, that's, that to me is just, it's the kind of quirky slash borderline insane thing that I find very likable in managers.
If he starts screwing around and not batting Ellsbury leadoff after the year he had last year and doing just flat out stupid shit like that, then I think we're in for some trouble.
What kind of a response you think he's going to get from the crowd? I think we'll love him, of course. I mean, you can't boo your manager right out of the gate.
No, I think he'll get all kinds of cheers out of the gate, but I think he's going to be on a short leash with the fans. I really do.
What do you think they have in store for opening day tomorrow? I mean, is there anything they haven't done yet, the ownership? I mean, who have they not yet dragged out to throw at a first pitch or to be lowered by dirigible into the or jet pack onto the field? I mean, how is there anyone left they haven't rolled out yet?
I think they're going to go the other way and find some ex-Yankee and just perform a human sacrifice right at the center of the time.
So, is Rick Cerrone still alive? Is he still, could he come?
Yeah, he's in a Turkish prison.
I think they should bring back every Red Sox player who ever wore glasses and have the League of Bespectacled Reds. I mean, they could have Greg Harris. I guess Eric Gagne would be in that too. Is there anyone other than that? I don't know. Would that be it? And Rick Wise in the 70s, I think he wore glasses too every once in a while.
In all seriousness, I hope it's Johnny Pesky that throws out the first pitch. I mean, he threw out the first pitch when the park opened 100 years ago, so it's
exactly.
Only something.
Someone on, we had put this on the blog a couple of days ago, just asking who should throw out the first pitch for the 100th anniversary game that's coming up in April. And someone had a great suggestion. They said, what about James Earl Jones throwing it to Kevin Costner? I said, that's good.
That's pretty damn good.
It'll be like they dip their hands in magic waters.
I would approve that.
It'll be as if they dip themselves in magic waters.
People will come, Ray. People will definitely come. You silly white bastard. Make your field. Do what you want. I don't give a shit. I'm going over here to drink.
That's actually in the director's cut. Those lines were
definitely had a still out there behind the corner.
Exactly. I think that was actually a pretty good one to throw out there. And Kevin Costner has certainly been. I know he's been at the field a couple of times. He was at when they did the All-Star game at Fenway. He was sort of a master of ceremonies or did some fucking thing. I can't remember what the hell he did. Probably had a movie to plug or something. Hey, enjoy the game and watch The Bodyguard. It's out tonight.
Speaking of that, I was kind of banking on a Whitney Houston first pitch, but she fucked that
yeah,
up.
I think she was on the short list. You know, right? Mason Reese was probably on the list too, and the silly fisherman. I don't know. This is probably a good sized list of people. I can't talk about opening day without talking about some of the things we used to do on opening day. Now, I used to go to the games on opening day. My father, when he was alive, used to always get some tickets, and we'd go. And unfortunately, I was always too cheap to pay to park, so we'd end up driving around. Like, we'd get in there like the fucking fifth inning or something like that. I'd be driving. I'd find like a space in Chelsea, like a metered spot. Hey, here's one. You know, we'd walk 3 hours back to the park or something. Or you'd be over in Watertown. Here's one. But it just refused to park, but pay to park. But the finest opening day game that I can recall was the one in which Manny, in his very first Fenway at-bat as a Red Sox player, on the very first pitch, hit a three-run homer. And we were actually, this was the first inning, we were already down by 3 runs in that game because, well, wouldn't you know, Wakefield was on the mound pitching for us. And as Wakefield sometimes did, he gave up a few early runs. And I remember that first swing of the bat. It was Manny's first at-bat in Red Sox uniform. And this was the guy who we basically paid to do just that. And there he was doing it on the very first pitch, already paying dividends. And that was, I think, that was probably my favorite my favorite opening day game. That was a good one. That's probably the best of all.
They're all good ones. I wait all winter, really, and spring training satisfies me for about 5 minutes, and then I can't wait for that to be over. All the opening days are good, but for opening day celebration, you gotta love 2005 when they got their rings and everybody cheered Mariano Rivera. He tipped his cap to the crowd.
That was phenomenal.
That was great.
That was. It was the last day of the 2004 World Series. Game 4 was one of the might have been the my favorite game ever, and probably the that game, their opening day at Fenway 2005, might have been my second favorite. That was
that was great.
Just colossal for everything. So what are your any? And I know we had Mikey Adams. Actually, we've had a pretty good string of guest stars in the podcast, who we somehow tricked into going slum with us. We had Mikey Adams on, Jen Royal.
You'll notice we never had anyone twice.
Heidi Watney, the great Tom Karen, TC. But we kind of asked everyone for their you know, what their predictions were on the year, and just try to put on the Nostradamus hat. But honestly, as I said, I don't know what to expect this year. I mean, I'm obviously psyched baseball's back. You root for the boys. It'll be fascinating to see what happens. I think Cody Ross could be the hero waiting to happen on this team. He could be the most pleasant surprise in this lineup. I'm really looking forward to seeing him, based on what he's done in spring training. Or so I've read, because, as I mentioned, I haven't seen any spring training games. But any ideas how you think it's all going to play out this year? Do you think they're going to make the playoffs? That's the big question. No one really has them slated to make the playoffs at all.
I hate to say it, but I don't think they... I've never wanted to be wrong about anything more than I want to be wrong about this season. I just don't see it playing out well. I really don't. Yeah. I see a mutiny against Valentine once he starts screwing around with things that are working, and Beckett seems like he's still not over whatever he was going through in September. He just seems like he's going to be a bitch, and he doesn't have Veritek to throw to, and I don't know. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong.
I think it's absolutely fascinating compared to last season when we were all basically, you know, it was sky high on opening day, and we were convinced this was it. And of course, they out of the gate, they stumbled so badly. But I think it's such a great counterpoint to last year. It's expectations, you know, high expectations equaled dismal collapse last season. So perhaps middling expectations right now, going in as the underdog, the team that no one really expects, and people are actually looking for this team to implode or for something ridiculous to happen, then I think maybe that sets the stage for defying expectations a little bit better, or at the very least makes for a pretty interesting season, because I'm all for, you know, mutiny can be fun if it's done properly. And
if he can just take a back seat to everything going on and let them play, I think they'll be fine. But if he starts screwing around with things and wanting to be the center of attention, I think we're screwed.
Well, I do like his Jordan's Furniture ads. I'm convinced. I mean, if he can manage a team as well as he can do those... I mean, I was convinced he was a guy really curious about furniture in those ads. You
know? Well, he invented furniture, I don't know why he's curious about it.
I forgot for a moment that he was the manager of the Red Sox and thought, this is a gentleman who really wants to know more about furniture. So his powers as an actor are pretty persuasive, so it'll be interesting to see what he does. Last question, any predictions for game? We got Lester against Verlander. It's in Detroit now. Anything can happen in Detroit. They like to burn the city down there on a regular basis, so you never know when the crowd could storm the stadium just to add a little bit of spice to the afternoon. But what do you think?
I think it's a big win for the Red Sox. I have already penciled in Lester for the Red Sox MVP. I think he is going to have a phenomenal year. And, you know, again, it's the first day. Everyone's pumped. I think they'll come out with a pretty big win.
Excellent. I kind of feel the same way. I think it'll be as if they dipped their hands in magic waters. I'm totally. I'm speaking in James Earl Jones speak the whole day tomorrow. Every time my boss asks me something, it'll be like they dipped their hands in magic waters, and then let her wonder: is he still on his medication, or is he? And then when security drags me out. It won't be lost.
A question for you:
yes,
sir. What are they going to do when it gets to be the seventh inning and they have a one-run lead? Who pitches?
I think that's they're going to call Wakefield back.
Wakefield as closer, I thought of that.
That's when they're going to say, man, it'd be nice to have Timmy around because, you know, you could always roll the dice with him. And, I don't know. I mean, everyone now is saying, oh, we made Bard a starter and now what are we going to do? But I think you've gone too far at this point to now say to Bard, you know what, maybe you are better off.
Oh, no, I don't think they can do that, even though he's been abysmal as a starter in spring.
So I think
we can say he's working on pitches, right?
That was always Matt Young's thing. I'm still working on pitches. You're 45. I'm still working. I think I honestly don't know what they do. I mean, Aceves, I guess, you could be the value in him and perhaps one of the arguments for not making him a starter is the fact that you can use him, you can trot him out in situations like this. He was so valuable last year and just seemed to come out in those and always did what was expected of him in key situations. And
well, that's another scary thing about this team is they took everybody who was excelling in their role and changed their role, like Bard, Aceves.
Well, I think it will. Again, I guess until I actually see it going awry, I have to say, you know, these people who are paid incredible amounts of money to make these decisions are hopefully doing the right thing, and we'll see. I think people would absolutely love, for some reason, you know, the media would absolutely love to see this team fall on its face and Bobby Valentine to be run out of town like in the Omega Man when they're fucking dragging Charlton Heston through the streets. They'd love to see that, which is part of the reason I'd almost like to see, you know, yeah, he's smarmy and all that, but I think this could be a really, really phenomenal relationship between the manager and this city and this team. It could really be fucking amazing if they defy expectations and do incredibly well. And I really hope they do. Can't get worse than last season. Let's look at it that way. I mean, anything. You know, we're already on the elevator up. If they just come out of the gate and don't shit the bed this month, I mean, I think it could be. It could be a really, really good season this year. I'm really looking forward to it.
Remember last season, though, when they were like 20-7 in July or so? Like, you just never expected them to lose for a couple months there. It was phenomenal.
That's what it was. You take the two, you take the first month and the last month of the season away, and it was the best they've been in. It's one of the best Red Sox teams in my lifetime. I mean, it
could
just
be one of the best baseball teams if you looked at their record over those 4 months.
Oh,
I'd be willing to bet there were a few teams better.
Absolutely phenomenal. But it's opening day. It's very exciting. If anything, it will be an interesting year. I think it will be, as I said, if it ends with the playoffs, or if it ends with a murder scene at Fenway Park, it'll at least be pretty interesting. So we'll watch the games today. We'll see how it goes, and we'll be back next week in a couple of weeks to talk about a little bit more. I guess that's it. Unless you have anything else to add.
No, just one picture I need to paint for the fans out there that are only listening. Contrary to popular belief, we don't sit in our plush studios and do these podcasts, so we're actually doing it over Skype, and I've got a stunning headshot of Puppet Red staring at me while we chat Red Sox. Phenomenal.
I'm actually in a small hotel outside of West Quincy. That's my base of. I got to keep moving, one step ahead of the authorities. That's always my place to be. That's been my game. All right. Well, Denton, as always, thank you, and thanks for those who might still be listening. And enjoy the game, and we'll be back to talk further. Perhaps even some special guests, maybe some more puppets. We'll see. But we'll be back for a future podcast. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the game.
It'll be as if they dipped themselves in magic waters.